Welcome to the deep dive. We're here to crack open our sources and pull out those really surprising bits of knowledge, the kind that make you feel instantly smarter.
Exactly.
Today, we're actually taking a, well, a pretty fascinating look into the world of Pilates. Specifically, one piece of equipment you've probably seen around.
The ladder barrel.
That's the one. Sleek, curved, but believe me, where it came from, totally unexpected.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's unpack this. A deep dive into the kind of surprising, very resourceful, and honestly, quite ingenious beginnings of the Pilates ladder barrel.
What's so interesting about this, you know, this deep dive is we're not just talking about what it does.
Right.
We're digging into its unique history, why it was even created, and sort of its significance in the whole Pilates method.
Okay.
We're aiming to give you a shortcut, really, to appreciating this specific piece. And we're pulling this straight from the source material, the Power Pilates Knowledge Center. It's packed with detail.
Good stuff.
It really highlights Joseph Pilates' knack for innovation.
And when I say unexpected origin, I really mean it. Get ready for this one.
Okay.
Because probably the most, let's say, delightful fact our sources revealed about how the ladder barrel started. It takes us right into Joseph Pilates' personal life.
Oh.
The man himself, the innovator, the legend behind the whole method.
Yeah.
He was a beer drinker.
No kidding. Really?
Yes. You heard that right. Our sources describe beer being delivered to him regularly. You know, pretty common back then.
Sure. In barrels, I assume.
Exactly. Sturdy wooden barrels. So picture this. The father of Pilates, maybe after a long day teaching or refining exercises, kicking back with a brew, and these empty barrels just start piling up.
Right. Okay. I can see that.
But here's where his mind, that incredible mind, just clicks. He wasn't just having a drink. He was always inventing, always seeing potential.
That resourcefulness, right? Yeah. We hear about that a lot with them.
Totally. The sources really emphasize that. Remember, this is the guy who adapted hospital beds with springs during WWI for rehab.
Right, during his internment. Amazing foresight.
So these discarded beer barrels and even the metal rings from them, they weren't just junk to him. He didn't just ignore them.
He saw something.
He saw structure. He saw the curve, the support. He basically envisioned turning these really mundane, everyday objects into something completely new.
Wow.
Into exercise equipment. I mean, just imagine looking at an old beer barrel and thinking, ah, perfect for spinal articulation.
It's kind of brilliant, isn't it? Seeing fitness potential in, you know, rubbish.
It really speaks volumes about his practical genius.
And that ability, you know, to observe his surroundings and repurpose things, that seems like a hallmark of his whole approach.
Definitely.
It shows that holistic view he had everything could potentially serve a purpose for health, for movement.
Mm.
And this ingenuity, sparked by those simple beer barrels, it didn't stop with just the ladder barrel.
Oh.
Our source material from Power Pilates shows this creative spark actually led to a whole family of related equipment.
Like what?
Well, you've got the larger barrels, the more compact spine corrector, and the small barrel, too.
Huh. All from that basic idea.
They all share similar principles, yeah. Focusing on spinal movement, support, tracing back to that initial inspiration from those curved wooden shapes.
That's incredible.
It's a really powerful example of how simple observation can lead to, well, lasting innovations in fitness.
It really is amazing. Such an elegant piece of equipment from, well, beer barrels. So, okay, let's shift gears a bit. From the origin story to what it actually does.
Right, the function.
When you see a ladder barrel in a studio, it's that combination, right? The rounded barrel part connected to those ladder rungs.
Yeah, adjustable rungs.
So what's it for? What's the main goal?
At its core, the ladder barrel is really cleverly designed to support the spine,
okay,
but also to deepen and facilitate movements, specifically flexion and extension, bending forward and arching back.
Gotcha. So that curve is key.
Absolutely. Think of that smooth, arched surface. It's like a perfect contour for your back.
Mm.
And the ladder rungs, they give you anchor points for your feet, sometimes your hands. You can adjust them to change the intensity.
Ah, so you control how deep you go.
Exactly. This whole setup means you can, say, gently drape your body over the curve for a really deep, supported back extension, opening up the chest and shoulders.
Which feels amazing, by the way.
It does. Or you can curl over it for some serious spinal flexion, really engaging your abs, articulating vertebra by vertebra.
Okay. And gravity plays a role.
Big time. Depending on how you position yourself, Gravity can either help you sink deeper into a stretch, or it can provide resistance, making you work harder to build strength.
So it works both ways.
Precisely. It's like having this custom-made support that allows for spinal movements that are deeper, safer, and honestly more precise than you might get just on a flat mat.
Makes sense.
And a really crucial point to think about is how this specific design, the barrel plus the ladder, helps with both strength and flexibility.
Right. It's not just stretching.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And it makes these movements accessible for lots of different people, you know, different bodies, different levels.
How so? Can you give an example?
Sure. Let's say someone wants to improve their posture, which is like everyone these days, right?
Pretty much, yeah. All the desk work.
Exactly. So doing an exercise like the swan over the barrel gently encourages that spinal extension. It helps fight that rounded shoulder thing.
Opens the chest.
Strengthens the back muscles that hold you upright. Gradually, safely.
Okay. What about the other way? Flexion.
Well, think about abdominal work. Maybe like the short box series exercises or other forward curls.
Mm-hmm.
Doing those over the barrels curve lets you engage your deep core muscles with incredible precision. You really feel each segment of your spine peeling off or rolling down. It's challenging.
So it adds support, but also challenge.
It can, yes. But it's not just about stretching further or working harder randomly. It's about building control within that range of motion.
Ah, control. That's key in Pilates.
Always. So for a beginner, that barrel might provide essential support. It lets them explore movements safely, maybe movements they'd find difficult or scary on the mat.
They can feel the movement better?
Exactly. Feel the articulation. But for someone more advanced, the ladder barrel offers ways to go deeper, demand more control, more strength. You can get profound stretches, really strengthen supporting muscles.
So it isolates the movement.
It helps isolate, yeah. Make sure you're working the right muscles.
Mm-hmm.
This leads to more integrated strength, better results overall. It adapts to different needs.
That deep understanding of biomechanics, how to support and challenge the body.
Yeah.
That's really the magic of the whole Pilates method, isn't it?
It truly is.
And the ladder barrel, with its, let's be honest, pretty cool history, is just one piece of this much larger puzzle.
A very comprehensive system.
Yeah. Our source, the Power Pilates Knowledge Center, it lists the ladder barrel right there under Pilates equipment, which tells you straight away it's part of a whole toolkit.
One of many specialized tools.
Right. It's not just a random prop. It belongs to this ecosystem of machines, each designed to work your body in different ways.
Different targets, different functions.
And just to give you a sense of that variety, that same Power Pilates resource talks about other iconic machines too.
Like the Reformer.
Exactly. The Reformer, probably the most famous one, with its sliding carriage and springs for that full body resistance workout.
Mm-hmm.
And the one to chair looks simple, but wow, it challenges your stability and balance.
Deceptively simple.
Totally. And then there's the Cadillac, that big, almost like a jungle gym looking thing.
Yeah. Looks intimidating.
It allows for suspension work, really advanced stuff. So when you think Pilates, it's not just one thing. It's this complex, thoughtful system.
Very intricate.
Using all these diverse tools, including our ladder barrel, to condition the body holistically. Each machine has its own job, biomechanically speaking.
Targeting strength, flexibility, control.
Mm.
All working together.
Precisely.
And it's just fascinating, isn't it, to think that the ladder barrel, which started basically from someone creatively looking at a beer barrel, is now this integral part of a sophisticated, globally recognized system of movement.
It's wild.
And Power Pilates, as our source points out, really embodies that structured approach. They offer this whole range of certifications.
Right, you mentioned that.
From the foundational mat certifications, core mat, the set of the setic, all the way up to the really advanced comprehensive certifications covering everything.
All the equipment,
plus specialized ones just for the Reformer or for the Tower. It's a very clear, progressive path.
Ensures consistency.
Deep understanding, consistency, yeah. Mm-hmm. Preserving the classical method.
And it's global too, right?
Oh, yeah. The source mentions Power Pilates studios and major hubs, New York City, of course, but also Verona in Italy, Seoul in South Korea.
Wow.
Plus loads of other training centers around the world.
Yeah.
This global reach, the standardized training, it really underlines the commitment to quality.
Keeping Pilates true to its roots, even as it spreads.
Exactly. And it reinforces why understanding each piece of equipment is so valuable, not just knowing it exists, but its specific function, its nuances.
How it fits into the bigger picture.
Right. How they all work together in this comprehensive, truly transformative practice. From mat work to the Cadillac, Every bit plays a part, guided by good teaching, of course.
Absolutely. So after this whole journey from, you know, beer barrels to biomechanics, what's the takeaway? What does this mean for you listening?
Mm.
For me, I definitely see the ladder barrel differently now. It's way more than just like a curved bench.
It has a story.
It totally does. We've gone from Joseph Pilates' amazing resourcefulness, his beer drinking, to understanding its vital role in spinal health, supporting and challenging flexion and extension, and seeing where it fits in the big diverse world of Pilates equipment.
Resourcefulness meeting innovation.
Yeah. Sparking a whole approach to movement. It's pretty cool.
And maybe this journey into the ladder barrel's beginnings leaves us with a kind of provocative thought.
Oh, go on.
Well, if Joseph Pilates could look at something as ordinary as discarded beer barrels and see this profound potential for fitness, how might that inspire you to look at your own environment differently, your own routine?
Ah, interesting. Like, what's around me that I'm overlooking?
Exactly. What overlooked resources, or maybe just unexpected connections, are waiting to spark your own little aha moments in health, in movement, whatever.
Finding potential in the everyday.
Yeah. Encouraging maybe a more creative, adaptable approach to your own well-being.
That's a really great thought to end on. It reminds you that innovation isn't always about high-tech stuff. Sometimes it's just looking closer.
Seeing things fresh.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive today. We really hope you feel more informed, maybe a little inspired too.
Keep observing. Keep discovering.
Absolutely. Continue that journey of discovery and knowledge. Until next time.